The Bureau of Meteorology says last year was a near miss when the factors didn't all line up. Now, with both warm waters in the tropical Pacific and sustained weaker trade winds, the conditions are ripe. Dr. Andrew Watkins, manager of climate predictions at the Bureau, says the models are pointing to at least a moderate event or stronger.
We've watched the Southern Oscillation Index. Well, it's been fairly negative now for several months, but we've now watched that drop, and the latest value is about minus 9.9. And that indicates to us that we're at El Nino thresholds. We've definitely seen the trade winds weaken off up there in the tropical Pacific. Again, a classic indicator of El Nino. We're seeing cloud patterns around the dateline along the equator at the dateline intersection there. We've seen the clouds start to increase. These are all factors, or rather signals, that we look for that indicates that the atmosphere and the ocean have joined together, and hence an El Nino is locked into place.
Now, although last year was a near miss, we did see quite a dry finish to the eastern states harvest. So are we also seeing a continuation of that? I mean, when does an El Nino now start to dry out?
Yes, well, that's a very good question, Serena. Last year we did indeed see wetter conditions towards the start of the year, but it really dried out in the spring and even into early summer there, and had quite a big impact upon crops, particularly through eastern Australia. This year, I guess we're saying to people, look, keep an eye out. We have had a reasonably good start. April has been quite wet through large parts of southern Australia. We've had a pretty good break. But unfortunately, El Nino tends to have its biggest impacts in winter, particularly later winter and into spring. So unfortunately, may see a bit of a repeat of last year with a bit of a wetter start for some parts, but unfortunately a drier and warmer end to the season.
Conditions in drought-affected areas of New South Wales and Western Queensland are likely to deteriorate, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. And from late spring, we're likely to see drier conditions for eastern South Australia, northern and western Victoria as well. But Dr. Watkins says for early winter, there will still be a chance of more rain.
Well, our outlook at the moment is actually for some wetter conditions leading up into winter, or rather I should say the odds of wetter conditions are higher at the moment. And that's really due to the Indian Ocean, the other ocean that affects our climate quite severely. The Indian Ocean is very warm at the moment. That's promoting lots of moisture coming in from Western Australia and those big cloud bands that stream across the continent. And that's upping the chance of rainfall through central Australia and into parts of eastern Australia. But as we look further ahead, we might expect the El Nino to start to dominate the situation a little more. And hence, yes, going into later winter and spring, we could even see it earlier in winter, but possibly later winter into spring, start to see things more affected by the Pacific Ocean and more impacted by the El Nino event.
Farmers are also warned of increased frosts with dry soil and warmer daytime temperatures.
When we have less rain, we have less cloud, and you can get those big high-pressure systems sit over the country, and high-pressure systems mean little cloud, and that means at night more heat escapes into the space, and so things cool down and you actually get a longer frost risk season.